for calling customer service. My name is Joyce. How may I assist you?
Hi, Joyce. This is May calling from Chime Disputes Department. I'm calling on a recorded line for quality purposes regarding a mutual customer of ours named Caitlin Miller. She contacted us regarding a dispute filed to incorrect amount charge. She was charged a $59.89, but it said here that she was supposed to be only charged for $5. I would like to validate this transaction with you in an attempt to avoid a chargeback. What information do you need from me to locate a transaction on your end?
May I start out by getting her zip code, please?
Zip code, okay. Hang on. It's 33541.
I do thank you for that. And her first and last name is what, ma'am?
Okay, her first name is Caitlin, and her last name is Miller.
Okay. For security purposes, could I please have you to verify her address?
Okay. Hang on. Wait while I search it here. Please hold. Thank you so much. Her address is 37551 April Lane, Zephyr Hills, Florida 33541.
I do have that, and I do thank you so much for that.
Okay,
and
you're welcome.
I do see on the 21st of April, she actually entered into a contest, a sweepstakes, to have a chance to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner. And it does state in the terms and conditions of that sweepstakes, once they scroll through, that they would be entered into a monthly subscription to what is called Bite Hubs, and it's one of our meal planning apps.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. And that is for them to be entered into that sweepstakes to have a chance to win that Dyson vacuum cleaner. It does inform them that they will automatically be enrolled into a monthly subscription to the meal planning app. And that is what she's being billed at $59.89
for. Okay, I see. So, the $5, what kind of charge is that?
That $5, it was just where she actually entered and had a chance to win her into the sweepstakes.
Okay.
You pay, you know, maybe $1 to $2, and maybe $5. Mm-hmm. It depends on what website she was on, where she just actually paid that fee to enter into the sweepstakes.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them think they have won this, they're paying shipping and handling to receive it. It is a sweepstakes, and you're paying to enter into the chance to be the winner of that Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Okay, copy that. So the $5 is just like a admission fee or entrance fee to this sweepstakes, right? Okay.
Correct.
And then having to join this contest will get you to automatically enroll into your monthly subscription that amounts to $59.89.
Correct. And by
copy
being
that,
entered into that monthly sweepstakes, and if, as long as they accept the terms and conditions, and if they continue to be billed for it, then that actually keeps them in the running for the Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Copy that. Copy that. Thank you so much, Joyce. Is there any history about cancellation regarding this subscription from Caitlin?
We can cancel her out of that.
Mm-hmm.
If she would like to be counseled from that, we can definitely arrange for her to be counseled from that. Is she asking to be counseled out of it?
No. I'm asking if there's any record there that she canceled.
She has never called in. I don't have a record of her calling in or anything. She has not made any inquiries to us about it.
Okay. Copy that, Joyce. Thank you. Thank you so much for all that information.
Well,
and I do appreciate you.
You're more than welcome. And I do thank you for calling customer service. And you have a great day.
Yeah, and thank you so much, Joyce. And once again, this is May. Have a nice shift, and goodbye for now.
Okay, thank you, and bye-bye as well.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.